I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A lawyer for former House Speaker Mike Hubbard says prosecutors are seeking a, quote, ridiculously extreme prison sentence after Hubbard's conviction on ethics charges. Defense lawyer Bill Baxley says the 18-year sentence prosecutors want is absurd. The Attorney General's office, in a court filing this week, says they want Hubbard to spend 5 years in prison and another 13 on supervised probation. Prosecutors are also asking Hubbard to pay $1.6 million in fines and restitution. A jury last month convicted Hubbard of 12 felony ethics counts. Prosecutors say Hubbard used the power of his political office to benefit his businesses. Hubbard will be sentenced at a hearing next Friday. A Shelby County state representative will serve as superintendent of the state banking department. APR student reporter Keith Huffman has the details.
Governor Robert Bentley says Representative Mike Hill of Columbiana will replace John D. Harrison. Harrison retired yesterday. Hill served on the House of Representatives Banking and Insurance Committee, now the Financial Services Committee, and he assisted with banking legislation for nearly three decades. Hill earned a Bachelor of Science from Auburn University and studied banking at Louisiana State University. He also studied commercial lending at the University of Oklahoma. Hill will serve as superintendent beginning July 5th. For APR News, I'm Keith Huffman in Tuscaloosa.
More than 10,000 members of Jehovah's Witness churches are expected to attend a convention in Alabama this weekend. The convention is at the Mitchell Center in Mobile. The convention last weekend was entirely in Spanish, and the next two meetings will be in English. Robert Lee is the media service overseer for the convention. He says they have set goals for the events.
For this weekend, the goal of our regional conventions is to foster the need for ones to live by Bible standards. And the second goal of these conventions is to assist Jehovah's Witnesses to be better equipped to share the good news of God's kingdom with their neighbors.
The convention is free to all who wish to come, and next week's will also take place at the Mitchell Center. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 70s. And clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 91 in Huntsville, 93 in Florence, Mobile, Jasper, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Montgomery, and 97 in Selma. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.